Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture subjects beginning with the letter S. I'm Kevin Chu.
You have much better Hollywood voices than I do. I'm sad. No, actually, that's not my name. I'm Owen Fong.
I'm Andy Scheffler.
And I'm Lita Cho.
All right, so this week's S Words topic is Jason Statham.
Awesome.
We are a week behind on this, but we finally, well, at least Dom and I have watched Crank 2, and we are very big fans of the original Crank as well.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
So let's go into the question we usually like to ask. What was your first Jason Statham movie?
I feel vaguely embarrassed saying this one because it's the one. With Jet Li, and like,
really?
It like...
Okay. Yeah. Did you like it? Did you like the one?
Did I like the one? Not really.
That is an easy question to answer.
Yeah.
There's only
one correct answer to that question.
The answer is the no.
There's only one line in that movie that I like, and we can't repeat it, so whatever. And so, yeah, he played, like, the scruffy, like, renegade cop.
Or nerf herder.
What?
Scruffy-looking nerf herder.
Right. The scruffy-looking nerf herder.
Sorry.
Who are you calling scruffy?
I associate scruffy with only one thing.
Star Wars.
Not even Futurama.
So anyway, yeah, he wasn't really memorable in that movie. He barely
did
anything.
How did you watch that movie? Like, how did you end up watching that?
How did I watch that movie?
Who said, hey, let's watch the one?
I think television did.
I was reviewing it for GamePro.
So
you got paid to see it.
Yeah. So
kind of.
Well, you got mostly paid for writing about it.
Exactly.
See, okay, that makes sense. What was the topic? Was it just a movie review? Or
was it a movie review.
It was not about Asians coming to... No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Superpowered Asians.
Well,
fighting themselves.
Yeah.
There, that's the one sentence synopsis of that movie. Now you don't need to see it.
Superpowered Asians fighting themselves.
Do they give interns like the bad movies? Is that how it goes?
Or? They gave me the bad games, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I chose to see that because I thought it was going to be okay because it had Jet Li in it. And it was a huge, you know, Hong Kong Jet Li movie kick. And then I was like, oh, he makes really bad movies sometimes.
Yes, they do.
So for me, I was all prepared to say I've never seen a Jason Statham movie, and I'm just here to warm the chair, but then they pointed out to me that I actually have Jason Statham movie, which was Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, which I don't really remember much about, but
it is one of two good Jason Statham movies.
Too good. I love that you said it was one and there's two. No, there's three.
There's three? Okay, Italian Job.
Lock, Stock. And Snatch.
Snatch, crank.
Okay.
Yeah, correct.
Crank is
not
good.
A good movie.
It's a fun movie, but we've got to draw a line here, Kevin.
See, there's movies and film. He has done three films.
He has done three films. I understand. Yeah. Actually, I don't even consider The Italian Job a film.
It's a good movie, though.
It is a movie.
Okay, fine. Two films. Both of them are Danny
both
Boyle.
No, Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie. Oh my God, what am I doing? Guy Ritchie.
I would love to see Jason Statham in 28 Days Later. Or in Slumdog Millionaire. He could play the slumdog.
I thought he would play the millionaire. Oh wait, they're the same person.
Spoiler!
Guy Ritchie. By the way, I'd just like to point out you guys spoiled The Happening for me. I haven't seen that movie.
Oh no! The trees! It's The Lorax Part 2, The Happening.
So can I have half of the money that you saved?
Yeah, I'll take the other half. Even like the 2 cents of your cable bill if it comes up on TV.
I would just like to clarify that I have not seen The Happening.
I heard it's just bad anyways. I mean, only one person likes it, and it's like he's a big M. Night Shyamalan fan.
Well, these guys know that I've seen the Dragon Ball movie and had a good time, so they must think, like, well, he must really love The Happening then.
That was my logical conclusion.
M. Night Shyamalan directed the Dragon Ball movie?
You know, no. It's a valid thing to think.
Yes.
Given the quality. Maybe. No.
Goku's actually a ghost.
No, Goku's an alien. Spoiler.
M. Night Shyamalan is
actually... That's right.
M. Night Shyamalan is actually a competent filmmaker. He just gets really into his own stuff, and no one sort of gets in the way and says, M. Night, you might want to rethink that. But then he'll say, but I did The Sixth Sense. And then they're like, fine. And that's how you get trees killing people.
And no, women coming out of swimming last pools. Week.
Why does Dragon Ball have to do with the happening?
Actually, it's trees making people want to kill themselves.
Exactly.
Well, no, I just figured that since we're talking about the happening more than I ever thought we would,
yeah,
that people must have thought that I saw the movie, The Happening, went out and actually paid money to see it, given that I went and saw Dragon Ball. I just wanted to clarify.
Exactly. No, but he is making the Avatar movie, so.
Yeah, which is practically going to be like Dragon Ball. Ooh. Feedback at s-words-podcast.com. All right, Lita, so what was your first Jason Statham movie?
My first Jason Statham movie was when he was working with Guy Ritchie, and he was playing one of the characters in Snatch, as well as Long Stocking, Smoking Barrels. I mean, I remember him in the movies, but I can't remember what the movie was about, but I remember him having a very good Cockney accent. That's all I remember. But yeah, I thought I liked him as a character. I remember him being a gangster or something, but he was fine.
Then I thought wasn't everybody a gangster in Snatch?
No.
One is a boxer.
Yeah. And no one can understand a word he says.
Yeah. But and then I found out he was like a swimmer later on. I was like, wow, he was pretty good actor for a.
That's why everybody looks at his ass. It's because he has a diver's ass.
Nice. Nice.
All right. So
Dom has obviously looked at it.
Yeah, this
too.
Is the theoretical everyone, right?
Yes.
Or just Dom.
Where everyone meets me.
You know, it's like my hypothetical friend, you know. That friend looks at Jason Statham's ass because it's all over Crank.
It's Dominique.
Dominique and Kavina, you know, they go to movies together a lot.
And look at guys' butts, yeah. They're
That's
two
why
single,
they love
awesome.
Football, too.
Single ladies.
Out on the town, exactly.
All right, so my first Jason Statham movie is also Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. And basically because it was the first movie that he was in, and I just happened to catch that movie as well. I don't remember so much about the Guy Ritchie movies themselves, though.
It's hard to remember Guy Ritchie movies because of the way he uses a camera.
Yeah, and also I remember them being really complicated stories, like the way they, like the dialogue talks and everything, like it's really fast, and you have to be really paying attention, and there's, I didn't feel like they were really memorable sometimes.
Just as a side note, I'd also like to mention, if you guys remember, that the name of Jason Statham's character in Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels was Bacon.
Oh yeah, that's right, Bacon.
Bacon.
So let's go through his filmography. He started off in 1998 with Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, followed up with Snatch 2 years later, and then he started getting into this mode. In 2001,
I think it was a great career choice, personally.
In 2001, he did Ghosts of Mars. That's John Carpenter's Ghosts of Mars.
Okay.
That's fair.
And also The One.
Ooh. Oh boy.
Then
he
in 2000...
money. That's what you could tell that money was important.
Because the underwear modeling wasn't paying his... like 5 car payments for like 16 different. Oh, I hate Jason Statham.
You love him, don't lie.
I know. I want his career. I just have to be bigger and handsomer
and an Olympic swimmer.
Yeah.
All right. So finally, in 2002, we got his big hit, The Transporter.
That was an amazing movie. I liked it.
It was a fun movie.
Yeah, okay, it was a good movie, but a fun movie.
I put it as movie.
Yeah.
And then 2003, The Italian Job, when he plays Handsome Rob. He's starting to get up there now, although
right.
That is still a side character.
Yep.
Plays a villain in Cellular in 2004, a kind of forgettable movie.
Yeah.
Then he does Transporter 2, and that's
when he starts
jumping sharks.
And by jumping sharks, you mean jumping cars and then flipping them over.
Yes.
Attaching the bombs to the
sharks over cars.
And attaching the bombs to like the crate and then and de-detonating the bombs in his car.
Just wanted to mention also in 2005, he did another movie with Guy Ritchie called Revolver, although most people
don't
remember it.
One, yeah.
Anyways, 2006, we get Crank.
Yes!
Yeah!
2007, we get War with Jet Li.
Again.
And finally in 2008, he's really busy in 2008, The Bank Job in the Name of the King. That's the Uwe Boll movie.
I actually saw that in preparation for this because it was
Are you serious?
I saw half of it on cable and I'm like, you know what? It has Jason Statham in it. And it has, oh my god, it's Sala.
John Rhys-Davies.
Oh, okay.
And he also did Death Race and Transporter 3, all four of those movies released in 2008.
Wow, that's a busy year for him.
And now in 2009, he's got Crank High Voltage, which is what we just saw. And next year, The Expendables, which is, what, with Sylvester Stallone and a whole bunch of other people. And I think Jet Li's in that one,
it's
too.
It's where careers go to die.
No, actually, I'm kind of excited about The Expendables. I mean, let me pull up the cast list. Sylvester Stallone, Mickey Rourke, Jason Statham, Jet Li.
Who's the director?
Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, never mind. That might be good.
wait, why does Sylvester Stallone's name coming up as the director make you think it's going to be good?
Rocky?
He didn't direct Rocky.
Oh, he didn't?
He wrote it, though.
Oh, never mind.
That was back when he was actually, you know, when he actually cared.
He still
cares because he did Rocky Balboa, and that was great.
Yeah, I thought he directed that, too.
Did he direct Rocky Balboa?
Direct Rocky Balboa.
And that was pretty good. I liked it. All right.
I'll accept that. So anyway, yeah, that's Jason Statham's career so far in movies.
Oh, he also wrote First Blood.
Jason Stallone Statham?
Stallone.
Oh,
I was like, if Jason Statham wrote First Blood.
Jason Statham was born, I think, in 72.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how that would work out. Anyways, that's what he's been doing. Yeah, born in 72. He's only 36 years old right now.
Nice.
Anyways, wow. That's what he's been doing. And so I'd like to go into this right away. So what was your favorite Jason Statham role?
Oh, my God. Ooh,
it's a tough one.
That's a hard one. I don't know.
Okay, let's just do this.
I have to.
What's your favorite Statham movie? Maybe that will help you get in the right direction.
You know what? I'll be perfectly honest about this. The one that I remember the most fondly is Death Race.
What?
I know, right?
Paul W.S. Anderson?
Wrong!
I was laughing the entire time in that theater. I was laughing even harder than it was in Crank because the movie was worse.
It was funny, but it was bad.
It was really bad. But that's the point of watching Jason Statham movies after Transporter 2. They're bad.
But they gave you the story in the trailer.
I know.
That was the funny part. I was like,
you know what? This is the thing, is that I was juggling between Crank and the first Transporter movie, and I'm like, well, they're both really fun. And
that's what I'm juggling between.
And then it's like, you know what? Screw it. Other people are going to say those movies. I'm going to say Death Race.
Fair enough.
Because it was just
the
worst movie. And I was laughing at the entire time in the. I was laughing the entire time in the theater, going. Actually, you were sitting next to me. You had to sit next to me for that, and I was laughing the entire. I just didn't stop laughing through any of it. It's like, wow, that person used to have a career.
Isn't the warden like someone famous too?
Joan Allen. Sorry,
yeah. She's an Oscar winner, isn't she?
I don't believe she's an Oscar winner. She's definitely a nominee.
Nominee for sure. But yeah, I thought.
Yeah, she's only been nominated for Oscars.
But yeah, I was surprised that she did Death Race anyways. Well, actually, I gotta tell you this then, because I expected other people to say Crank, so I picked a different film as well. In 2008, he did actually a good job in The Bank Job. It's actually a decent heist movie, which is more about the kind of heist movie in which not everyone is so slick and cool, but all these guys, you know, still have their flaws.
They're still amateurs.
They don't really know what they're doing, and I thought it was a good turn for him. Especially since he wants to kind of turn around his career and stop becoming sort of like who you get when you can't get Bruce Willis.
The low-rent Bruce Willis. That's what we call him.
Okay, if I said no one said Crank, I'm going to say it.
Oh, yay!
Awesome.
That's one of my favorite Crank
Favorite Crank movies?
I mean, like...
I like two of the Crank movies.
I like 1.5 of them.
I saw Crank with Kevin and Dom, and I was...
I was there.
Oh, no, I didn't know your name that you're going by today.
Man, Owen.
Owen.
Whatever.
Anyways, I went with Kevin and Dom, and I was like, this is going to be a bad idea. But Kevin really wants to see it, and he's paying for the movie, so why not? So why the hell not? And I was really surprised. I was like, it went all different places, but it was fun.
The best video game movie ever.
It wasn't a video game movie. That was a surprising part. I had no idea.
It wasn't even based on a video game.
It was not.
So it was actually a funny story about that night. So we were hanging out around Dom's place in Redwood City, and I think we went to get dinner. It was a good dinner, too. And then, you know, the whole day, Dom was telling me, hey, we should go see Crank. And I was in the back of my mind like, uh-oh. How do I not see this movie?
How do I break it to him?
And then eventually I was just like so happy after dinner. I think I had like a couple drinks in me. I said, let's go see Crank. And I was like, holy wow, $10.50 a ticket. Well, I'm already here.
Let's do
it. So we did it. And it was awesome.
It was awesome.
And as soon as the movie was over, I was like, can we see it again?
Let's do it again on Blu-ray. How many times have you watched your disc, by the way? Because we
About 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, because what keeps coming up is like, you haven't seen Crank yet?
Yeah.
And it becomes an initiation.
I know.
It's like, I haven't seen Crank.
You haven't seen Crank yet?
Oh my God. You need
it's
to be
in high
def. You need to be broken into.
The thing about Crank now for me is it's going to feel so much slower because Crank 2 is like already faster than that. And I was
but
like,
the problem with that is that it was too fast.
I enjoyed it being way too fast. Too fast is sometimes just fast enough.
Did he pull out or no? What?
Wait, what?
Whoa!
Cut this out, Kevin.
Well, you know that in all of his movies, when he's driving, he always wears gloves. So he didn't need to pull out.
I see. Dom is just mind is blown.
I still don't get it.
We'll tell you when you're older, Andy.
All right, Andy. I know you've only seen one Statham movie.
Well, I've seen one Statham movie, but as I said, I don't remember it. So my most memorable Statham movie is the trailer for Death Race.
That's practically the movie.
That practically is the movie, so don't worry about that one.
What the hell is Death Race twice? No!
High five, Andy!
No!
No, my favorite Jason Statham movie is that commercial at the Super Bowl where I
No! No! You took my... Okay, so we're next. Now we're doing favorite Statham roles. That was my pick! The Audi commercial!
I wanted to buy an Audi at that point. It was so awesome. I'm sorry, Kevin, I took that away from you.
If Jason Statham drives an Audi, you know it's a good car.
If
Jason Statham drives a bicycle, you know it's a good car.
You know Jason Statham rides these rollerblades. You know it's a good car, right?
Yeah.
He'll
be in that movie, The Rollerblader.
When Jason Statham's naked, you know
you have to stay rollerblading or you'll die.
There's a bomb in my rollerblades. If I go under 5 miles an hour, I'll die. If I'm not extreme enough.
I can imagine
and the rollerblades
Hollywood
have an extremometer on them.
You know what'd be awesome?
Alright.
If they made a Burnout movie, then Jason Statham has to be the driver.
I'm just saying, Activision, listen to us. Make this into your next skateboarding game. You must be this extreme or you explode.
Or EA.
Or EA.
Whoever wants to do it.
I release all rights to this game, this movie, not this game, the movie, or the book rights.
It'll be like Crazy Taxi.
It'll be like that Vin Diesel game, Wheelman, I think?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Oh my gosh.
So favorite Jason Statham roles.
I guess I took
I like him as the rollerblader.
I like him
I like him naked.
Okay.
Whoa. All
right.
The favorite roles are out. Roles that Statham should play.
Wait, no,
these can be real roles or made up ones like the rollerblader.
Okay.
Can you imagine how much better the speed movies would have been with Jason Statham?
I know, really.
They should
Instead
have a speed movie. They should have a speed
remake.
Movie.
They should make a remake.
Yeah,
speed.
No, they should make one where Keanu Reeves is the villain.
And Jason Statham is Keanu Reeves.
You know what would be a great idea is to take Speed and change the perspective to make Dennis Hopper the hero and Keanu Reeves the villain.
And then it's a depressing ending at the end because
he's an anti-hero.
Are you high? I swear
no.
You sound high.
I think it's a good idea.
Well, let's tell me what hippie was saying.
All right.
Up is down and down is up, man.
Whoa. We should look at the reverse.
My hands are so big.
Anyway. Wait, which one were we
Stoned
on again?
Stoned is an S word.
Which topic were we on again? Is
the
it favorite Statham role?
Favorite
or?
Statham roles. Or go on to Roll Statham Should Have
My
played.
Actual favorite Statham role is Chev Chelios.
Mine is Chev Chelios.
Mine is Chev Chelios as well.
Because I don't have one.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yours is bacon. You say bacon.
Bacon! Everybody loves bacon. But yeah.
It gets in my mouth and it's all salty.
Does he still like have Jason Statham? Does he still have his girlfriend? That girl that's an airhead?
In Crank 2? Yes.
Oh, Amy Smart?
Yes.
Yeah. I love their name. Amy Smart. She's an airhead.
Does she have any career? No?
Crank?
Okay, just checking. So
that
she'll
is
be in the
career.
Next one, right? Because the Crank, if you just watch the Crank movies, it is everything that you wish the Grand Theft Auto guys would say. Instead of complaining about how America is too expensive, like frickin' Nico.
I would love if there was a game like Crank. I don't know why they haven't done it.
I really want it. They, you know that they want to do something like that, too, because in the credit sequences, they have video games of a little like 8-bit Jason Statham going around beating people up for no good reason.
Oh, a Jason Statham beat him up. That would be awesome, too.
Oh, I forgot you still haven't seen Crank 2. You will love the first, like, 2 minutes. It's all video game stuff.
Yes.
Why won't they make a video game? Obviously, this movie was just made by video games.
Obviously, they need to license Crank out to that video game studio that Vin Diesel runs.
Oh, that's right.
The one that's making the Chronicles of Riddick, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, why don't we just have Vin Diesel in one hand and Jason Statham in the other hand and just sort of merge them together into one B action star.
Vin Statham.
Jason Diesel.
Jason
Diesel's an awesome name.
Yeah, I know. That's an action star right there. Oh my
and then
God.
He would be in all sorts of really bad movies.
Dude, he'll be more wanted than, you know, Bruce Willis or whoever.
Bruce Willis can't be in action movies anymore. Please stop making action movies with Bruce Willis and replace him entirely with Jason Statham.
When was the last time he was in an action movie?
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Oh, that's true. With a Vengeance was the last time. Yep. Only 3 Die Hard movies.
Yes.
I'm glad you guys didn't fall into my trap. Yep, only 3.
But yeah, why don't they just start making, why don't they reboot the Die Hard movies like they've been rebooting Star Trek and just replace Bruce Willis with Jason Statham?
Actually, I had this whole idea about a favorite role I would love to have actually happen, which was for Statham to play a Die Hard villain.
Die Hard villain? But he's not German.
He's Australian. And you Australian listeners know, right? You guys are good villains.
I thought he was British. I'm pretty sure he's British.
He's
Australian and he lived in Britain?
That's why he dives. Any swimming and you have a British accent, you're Australian.
Yeah, and also...
Excuse me?
And also, he just faked a Cockney accent in those Guy Ritchie movies. But yeah, he's Australian. You would totally tell.
No, he's totally...
Where is there water in, like, Britain?
What are you... Pools! No, it says here he was born in London.
Really?
Yes!
Oops.
He's British!
Just kidding. All of you lied to me, Kevin.
I always thought he was Australian.
Was he an Olympic swimmer, though? Were we right about that?
He's a diver.
No, he's not Olympic. He's just national team.
Yeah,
my world is shattered.
You were supposed to be Australian.
Don't worry. One day he'll get arrested and then he'll become Australian.
Nice.
What? Isn't that what they still do?
You know, you can
Australian readers, chime in. Send feedback at
s-words. Australian readers, dude.
Feedback at s-words-podcast.com. How did you become an Australian? And how long will you be in Australia before you're released?
By the way,
the best fake story will receive a set of pins once those are made.
And by the way, it's only Dom. Do not kill us.
Even if you're not Australian, send us a story.
Send us a fake story. Yeah.
About how you got exiled to Australia.
The very first S-Words contest.
Yes.
How I became an Australian. Do it, folks. Even if there's only one guy that enters, you'll auto-win.
There's a good chance of that happening, so go for it. We're going to offend our Australian readers.
I'm sure they're fine.
I love how we still call them readers. Last week, you called them readers.
Listeners.
Viewers.
Viewers of the website.
I'll just start calling them true believers from now on. All right.
Roles that Jason Statham should have played. I already named the Die Hard villain one, but I actually have another one.
I would rather have him be John McClane than a Die Hard villain, but, you know, we can make him Jason Gruber.
He should be in Lethal Weapon.
Well, no. Here's one property that when they cast it, people are wondering why he wasn't in the cast, and that's Hitman.
Hitman. Yes. He was so, oh my God. Transporter was Hitman. Oh, I played Hitman. I was like, this is totally Jason Statham. I imagine him.
As opposed to, what is it, Timothy Oliphant?
Yeah, Timothy Oliphant with his baby face.
I know. Timothy Oliphant is great in like the other.
In Deadwood.
Yeah, Deadwood, but not.
But when his head is shaved, he looks like a baby.
He does look like a baby.
A baby wearing a suit. You see, there's a picture of him in the Hitman stuff. What? And he's smiling at the camera and his arms around this chick. And you're like, what the hell is this? He doesn't even look good there.
Why wasn't it Jason Statham? Oh,
you know,
I'm guessing that Fox did not have enough money to hire Jason Statham
actually,
for that movie.
You know, he could have replaced a real Australian in a movie. I wouldn't have minded him as Wolverine in the X-Men movies.
Really? As Wolverine?
I don't think he don't
feels
think
too,
that bad.
Oh, I guess.
He's too blonde.
You shave his head? Whatever. You'd have to put the mutton chops on, see what he looks like.
Yeah.
Because who would have said Hugh Jackman would have been a good Wolverine, but then you put the mutton chops on and all of a sudden he's Wolverine.
Yeah. Kevin, we're going to put mutton chops on you and see if you make a good Wolverine, all right?
I already am Wolverine.
Is Wolverine Australian?
Hugh Jackman is Australian.
No, but
Hugh Jackman
is
Australian.
Yeah, Wolverine is Canadian.
Well, actually, technically, Wolverine is a caveman.
Oh, well, no. I'm like, ignoring that.
True. Wolverine is a caveman. He has no nationality.
Yes. He's from the cradle of man.
He's in that movie, 2001.
He's the one who throws the bone up into the air.
That would have been great as Jason Statham 2, that monkey. Oh, yeah. How much creepier would HAL 9000 have been if he'd been voiced by Jason Statham?
With a Cockney accent.
With a Cockney accent.
I'm sure Stanley Kubrick was like, man, I wish I had someone like that.
He was my number one choice, but I had to go with my number two.
I actually would prefer Jason Statham to be Deadpool.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
He just have to play as Chev Chelios, wear the Deadpool costume.
I was going to say, of course, these are all comic book roles, Punisher, so they could actually make a Punisher movie.
That's good. Oh, wait,
they could actually make a Punisher movie.
Yeah, that's right. Man, why have they not made one yet?
Man.
No, you heard about this rumor? He actually said he wants to be Daredevil.
So they can make a Daredevil movie.
I know, right?
Remember, folks, it's not just a river in Egypt. It's where we live.
I got that joke now. Denial.
Oh! But yeah, no.
Maybe he could be Captain America, so they could make a Captain America movie. Captain America with a Cockney accent. It's only slightly worse than... Maybe they can make him.
You mean Captain Britain?
No, that's just
Sir
silly.
Britain.
No one would watch a Captain Britain movie.
It's Sir Britain. What Captain Britain?
No,
Sir
it's Captain Britain.
Britain.
Sir Britain. Shire Britain? I don't
know. No, it's Captain Britain. There's a like Captain Germany and stuff, too.
There's Captain Germany?
Well, there's like there's supposedly like this entire international program of Captain Blank.
Alan Rickman can be Captain Germany.
Sean Connery can be Captain Spain.
Captain
Spain?
Captain Scotland.
Like
in Highlander. Captain Scotland.
No, he would be Captain Spain because of Highlander.
Oh my God.
Or he would be Captain Russia because of
Hunt for Red October.
Hunt for Red October. It would only be slightly less stupid than Jason Statham as Captain America.
Oh my God.
Why did you cast him as all these comic book characters?
Because it's stupid. Okay.
That's all we know.
I don't know. John McClane was the serious one that I would totally have liked to see him play.
And Hitman was ours.
Yeah. Well, it's not that serious.
I'm just
it's
not
Hitman.
Serious.
Yeah.
Hitman is serious. I liked him.
No, I think Hitman, I thought he was always supposed to be that role.
Yeah, that's true.
I actually have one other one, and I'm sorry to say it's a comic book one, but Jason Statham as Gambit.
You suck. No. Tim Riggins is fine.
I mean, I like Tim Riggins.
He would be a Cajun with a Cockney accent. He's just half Cajun, half Cockney.
You know what really sucks is I don't know his real name, Tim.
Either. I don't know.
Tim Riggins.
From what? Oh, Friday Night Lights. That's right.
Would that make him Kanan or Cockjin?
Oh. Caney?
I want Sean Connery Cackney. To be Gambit.
You want Sean Connery to be Gambit? with him wearing the latex stuff and the metal muscles?
The metal muscles on his jacket.
One five.
You know, I think Chow Yun Fat should be Gambit because he was in God of Gamblers.
Yes, he knows how to throw
or
cards
Matt
convincingly.
Damon.
Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Oh.
In Rounders or Mel Gibson
from Maverick.
Maverick. They're all Gambit. They should have a movie called Gambits, and they're all different.
It's about the Gambit
about
program.
About the International Gambit Program.
Gambit America, Gambit Britain, Gambit Spain.
What is wrong with us?
I don't know.
Why are we so stupid?
Jason Statham as Cyclops, oh my god.
That again, would be good.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Or as Professor X.
Yes.
Because he's bald.
Get it? Wow, this is what happens when we do an episode about something incredibly stupid. The moment Death Race gets mentioned, we all go into the toilet.
Kevin's broken.
All right, so...
Okay. Back.
Back to seriousness.
Seriousness.
That Jason Statham as Optimus Prime.
Wait, as the voice of or as Optimus Prime?
As the guy wearing the suit. Like they did in the first movie.
Jason Statham as Gollum. Oh my god, in the suit.
I know, in the suit. Because they're both bald.
Jason Statham as the monkeys in Congo.
I actually have respect for Jason Statham.
They're not monkeys, they're apes.
You do not do that to him.
They're apes, stop. They're gorillas or something.
Get your hands off me, you damn dirty apes.
Jason Statham in Planet of the Apes.
Actually, yeah. Wait. Which Planet of the Apes? Marky Mark Planet of the Apes or Charlton Heston Planet of the Apes?
There was a Marky Mark one?
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Jason Statham as Dr. Zaius.
Yeah, exactly. See, there you go. What's with all this Tim Burton Planet of the Apes stuff? You guys freaking lie.
Denial.
Okay, after this
quick...
I saw
it on a plane, I'm sorry.
After this quick break... We're going to take a look at Crank 2, and I think that's pretty much going to be me and going, remember that part when, after this break.
He was just an ordinary rollerblader. But one day, when he stumbled on an underworld deal, he went in too deep.
And now, he can't stop.
I put a bomb in your rollerblade, Jason Statham.
Save us!
I can't stop.
No, you didn't.
Oh. Oh my groin!
Look. Coming soon. The Rollerblader.
This movie's not yet rated. All right, so we're back, and we're going to take a quick look at Crank 2. So only Dom and I have really seen it. Lita has seen Crank, and Andy has seen none.
Yay!
Have you even seen the trailer?
I'm getting up too.
Okay, so we saw Crank 2. We saw it on Friday. We put it off for a week because I was out on vacation on opening weekend.
Amy was there with us, but unfortunately she's on the other side of the country now. She really wanted to be part of this podcast, but I'm sure she'll add in a bunch of comments online later.
All right, so Crank 2. The sequel to Crank that we never thought we'd ever get.
Because he dies at the end of Crank.
Spoiler. Oh, they show you in the trailer.
Yeah, they show you in the trailer for Crank 2 that he dies.
And comes back. He doesn't really die.
He gets grabbed by the Chinese and they take out his heart.
And replace it with a mechanical one.
And for some reason, 3 months pass. I don't get that.
Because he's like during the surgery and the recovery. Or I don't know. Anyways,
yeah, see?
He has to get his heart back from whoever has it.
Yeah.
So that's the plot of the story. I have to start off this review with saying, okay, Dom. We've seen Crank a good amount of times now.
Yes.
Did it meet the Crank expectations of Crank?
It met the expectations of Crank. I mean, he had sex in public. Let's see. He rubbed up against an old woman. He stuck Didn't he stick electrical clamps
into a guy's anus?
Yes, he stuck a shotgun in a man's anus. He put an electrical clamp on his tongue and his nipple. He drop kicked someone's head into the ocean. Was it the ocean or was it a fountain?
Into the ocean.
Into the ocean. We saw a gay man with full body Tourette's.
What?
Full body Tourette's.
Oh, you've seen Crank. How does this surprise you?
We saw, what else? We saw Bai Ling writing her own dialogue.
Go back. Does that mean he swears with his arms?
Pretty much, yeah.
Kind of-ish. Okay. You'd have to see it.
And then there was that really weird sequence with REO Speedwagon.
Yes. It's a very, very odd sequence that almost broke the film for me.
And I'm gonna keep on loving you. 'Cause it's the only thing I can do.
Anyways, Crank 2. Okay, so I went into Crank 2 hoping that they at least maintain the same stuff as the first Crank. They did do that, and it seemed like they actually got a lot more budget and a lot more freedom to do whatever they wanted to do. If you've seen Crank, Crank 2 feels like the first Crank.
In fast forward.
In fast forward, yeah. That's pretty much it. They go through all the different pieces really quickly. There's very little exposition between set pieces in this one.
I actually got really tired during the one exposition piece.
Yeah, there is one exposition piece. I actually had no problems. I thought the whole thing was paced very well. I enjoyed it a lot. I laughed a lot during it. But I think the one thing we differ on is that you didn't like Bai Ling in it.
Well, it's not just that. It's that I didn't like the camera work as much because it started getting me a little motion sick.
Because yeah, I have no problems with Bourne Ultimatum. Sickness.
It was bad enough with Bourne Ultimatum, and then we had this. It was like, I'm going to close my eyes for a little bit. And then I woke. And then I didn't wake up. I didn't fall asleep. I opened my eyes and suddenly it was a different scene. It's like, oh, that was interesting. And then I blinked again. It was a different scene. Like what the scene where he's getting dragged behind the boat for no good reason.
Oh, I love that. I just go straight to it.
And there, it just goes straight to it. It's like, how did he get, you know, whatever.
So which was more fast paced? Crank 2 or Taken with Liam Neeson?
Oh, no, Crank 2 is faster than Taken.
Oh, my
even.
God.
It's just like boom, boom, boom. There's barely talking. Most of the talking is in subtitles of people screaming at each other.
While there's some, like, randomly loud shouts going on.
Yeah. So, Bai Ling she was a wild card going into this movie.
Bai Ling?
She's this crazy Asian actress. She actually, I think she's from Taiwan, and she was actually pretty established there. She came over to the United States and sort of became a bit, like, trampish. So.
Oh, she was in Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. She was. She does a lot of, like, strange projects. Anyways. Yeah. She is ridiculous in the film.
She hits this fat guy in the crotch repeatedly with a bicycle.
Yes. But that's also very good for the Crank movies. I think she fit in perfectly. I thought a lot of her extremely racist stuff that she said.
It was so racist.
Was the most entertaining thing.
Wasn't it she wrote her own dialogue?
Sure.
Yes.
That would make sense too. It's mostly a bunch of different English phrases put together, said incorrectly, but and subtitled so you understand what she's saying.
Incredibly profane. Well, the thing is, the subtitles don't correct her. It just says, like, you suck now, or something like that. Who suck? You hurt. It's like, what?
It's exactly what she says, and it's hilarious. And I thought it was a huge add-on to the film.
I disagree with you on this one.
Yeah, well. We'll see as see this over and over. I thought it was hilarious. I was just like, what the hell is this? And that's what I want to see when I'm watching these movies.
That's true. There were a lot of parts during the movie where I just went, did he just... And I looked at you, or I looked at Amy, and we both just nodded. It's like, did he just drop kick that guy's head? Yep. Yeah, he did. Did he just set himself on fire? Yes. Yes, he did. And why are there porn stars here? That I still can't explain that one. Can you?
They're just in there. I don't know why.
Because the director's a perv.
Two directors.
Ooh.
They're the directors or the writers. Could you tell?
Yep. I don't know. I think it's fine. I especially say if you like the first Crank movie, it's just as good as it, really.
And you should be just as drunk going in.
Yeah, definitely. Jason Statham still maintains the same usual demeanor that he has. I think the only difference is that he didn't really get into it so much with this film. I think he's just doing what he was doing before. I didn't feel like there was anything new coming from him.
That's true.
I felt like all the situations they put him in were different.
I think all of his acting energy went into keeping a straight face. Because all of the things that he does in this movie are just so stupid that anybody doing them, like even as an actor, you just go, okay, I can't do this because it's too ridiculous. Like when he walks up next to that guy and tries to surreptitiously rub his arm against that guy. And it's just like, you can't do that with a straight face for at least the first two or three times. I tried.
Awkward silence.
All right, so that's pretty much what we thought about Crank 2. All right. I don't think we have any other things to talk about here. And it pretty much wraps up the Jason Statham thing. It's mostly because we like him. We find him entertaining. Like, we think he picks projects that fit with what we usually would expect from him.
I really hope that he gets in better movies, though.
I think he's going to be doing better movies over time. I actually think The Expendables actually is a good choice for him. They're doing The Brazilian Job in 2012, which is actually the sequel to The Italian Job.
Okay, they've been talking about the sequel to The Italian Job for a while, so it's good to see that it's coming around. The Italian Job was a fun movie.
Yep, and there's still that whole thing about him wanting to become Daredevil, so we shall see if that ever turns out
to be
anything.
You know what would be great is if his Daredevil movie took off, and then they made an Elektra movie?
And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't it be great to have an Elektra movie, guys?
And then his girlfriend plays Elektra, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. And then they have a kid together.
What?
Daredevil Jr.?
Daredevil. Yep.
For the kids, directed by Robert Rodriguez.
They'd be blind ninjas.
The kids are born blind.
Yep.
they're born wearing ninja masks.
All right, so that pretty much wraps up this episode. It's a quick episode, anyways. Go ahead and email us if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions to feedback@s-words-podcast.com. We appreciate all the feedback, and we go through every single one. Don't forget also to check out the website, www.s-words-podcast.com. I've already uploaded some pin designs for some of the pins that we're going to be starting to produce for this coming year's con seasons, where we're going to be handing them out for free and distributing them as prizes to you guys online as well. If you have any other I've actually seen a lot of people are actually asking about whether they can purchase the pins. I don't really want to sell them. I want to hand them out for free. But if you guys have any other suggestions about how we can distribute those without it just being like a mad grab or without asking people to pay.
Without actually having to fly to Australia.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, Australians. It's going to be kind of hard finding a way to get those pins over to you guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, go ahead and let us know. The pins are the first thing we're trying to do. And don't forget, you can also reach us on Twitter at twitter.com/s_words. That's pretty much a calling place for you, Mr. Dom. Hmm?
Oh, Twitter?
Yeah.
.com/s_words. What?
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, damn.
Sorry, you should not have your laptop here.
This is why I shouldn't be thinking about Jason Statham.
Your brain goes down in IQ.
All right, and next week we are going to be taking a look at the topic Snicked, which is actually a sound effect, but the sound effect that we all associate with Wolverine.
Correct.
So I believe I will see the Wolverine movie.
I'm not seeing the Wolverine movie.
So
I'll do a lot of things for you, Kevin, but I won't do that.
We'll have a lot to talk about with Wolverine on his own. Andy, I think you'll return for that one. I think that's more suitable for something that you want to do. Anyways, yeah, that wraps up the show. You want to go into a quick quote sound off?
My name's Jeff Chelios. Today's the day I didn't die.
Baby, you know you want to be more spontaneous.
Who's hung?
Are you hung?
No, I'm not, but I live with someone who is.
I'm bored.
Me too.
What's that at the door?
Jason Statham.
Hi, guys.
It's the mobile Statham truck.
Okay, wait. Also, I'll just say Netflix on wheels. No.